Bumed Instruction 6600.10 Dental Infection Control Program. Copyright NavyBMR.com. 1. Which instruction provides policy and standardized procedures for proper infection control practices for Navy dentistry? Bumed Instruction 6600.10. 2. Which virus is the major infectious occupational health hazard in all the healthcare professions? Hepatitis B virus, HBV, Hotel Bravo Victor. 3. Which reference is the standard to protect healthcare workers against all infectious diseases? Bloodborne pathogens, Final Rule 29, CFR 1910.1030. 4. Approximately how many healthcare workers become infected with the hepatitis B virus? 18,000. 5. How many annual deaths does the CDC estimate are caused by the hepatitis B virus? 200. 6. How many annual hospitalizations does the CDC estimate are caused by the hepatitis B virus? 600. 7. Who must be appointed in writing by commanding officers and officers in charge to assist with the implementation of the infection control program? Infection Control Officer, India Charlie Oscar. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com. Bumed Instruction 6600.10 Dental Infection Control Program. Copyright NavyBMR.com. Enclosure 1. Chapter 1. 1. What involves taking steps to prevent the spread of infectious agents? Infection control. 2. What is defined as the process of preventing the access of microorganisms? Asepsis. 3. What is defined as the number of microorganisms contaminating an object? Bioburden. 4. What is defined as an unprocessed biological monitor from the same lot as the test monitor? Biological control. 5. What is defined as a bacterial endospore test designed to assess whether sterilization has actually occurred? Biological monitor. 6. What is defined as a diagnostic test of a pre-vacuum sterilizer's ability to remove air from the chamber and prevent air reentrant? Bowie-Dick test. 7. What is defined as the propagation and growth of microorganisms or living tissue cells in or on a nutrient medium? Culture. 8. How many different ways are dental items classified as based on the pathways through which cross-contamination may occur and the location and technique of instrument use? 3. 9. Which classification of dental items are defined as instruments and materials that penetrate the skin, mucous membranes, or bone? Critical. 10. Which classification of dental items are defined as instruments, equipment, or materials that frequently contact mucous membrane but cannot be sterilized due to their design or inability to withstand heat? Semi-critical. 11. Which classification of dental items are defined as instruments, equipment, or materials that do not normally penetrate or contact mucous membranes, but which are exposed to splatter, spray, or splashing of blood, or are touched by contaminated hands? Non-critical. 12. Which type of infection originates in the environment of a hospital or freestanding dental treatment facility? Nosocomial. 13. Which process destroys all types and forms of microorganisms? Sterilization. 14. What are the operating temperatures in the pre-vacuum type of sterilizer? 132 to 135 degrees Celsius. 15. How often must the infection control officer ensure that infection control functions are addressed as part of the Command Quality Assurance Program? Quarterly. 16. Medical surveillance programs must include protocols for medical evacuation and testing for HBV and HIV antibodies, as well as follow-up testing for 6 weeks, 12 weeks, and how many months? 6. 17. Medical surveillance programs must include protocols for reviewing and revising all infection control policies at least how often? Annually. 18. Within how many days of reporting on board must personnel receive initial infection control practices training? 90. 19. How often, at a minimum, must personnel receive refresher infection control practices training? Annually. 20. How many years must the records of command infection control training sessions be retained? 3. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com. BUMED Instruction 6600.10 Dental Infection Control Program. Copyright NavyBMR.com. Enclosure 1. Chapter 2. 1. Approximately what percentage of patients with HIV or HBV don't show any symptoms and may not even be aware of their infectious disease state? 80%. 2. The established procedures that are known to prevent which infectious disease actually form the basis for universal precautions? HBV. 3. Dental personnel providing direct care who are exposed to blood and saliva must receive the HBV vaccine per NAVMED COM Instruction 6230.1 Alpha along with which other reference? NAVMED COM Instruction 6230.3. 4. How often is it mandated by SECNAV Instruction 5300.30 Charlie that all active duty healthcare personnel must receive HIV testing? Annually. 5. Washing increases the porosity of gloves up to what percent? 60%. 6. Which guidelines must be followed for on-site laundering of personal protective attire? OSHA, Oscar Sierra Hotel Alpha. 7. How often, at a minimum, must clinic apparel be changed? Daily. 8. How long, at a minimum, must each of the unit water lines and hoses be flushed for at the beginning of each workday? 1 minute. 9. Up to how many colony-forming units per millimeter may portable water supplies contain? 100. 10. How many seconds should the handpiece be run for after each patient? 30. 11. Dental procedures usually generate aerosol particles that average how many microns in diameter? 1.3. 12. When inhaled, particles less than how many microns in diameter can penetrate directly to the terminal bronchioles and the alveoli of the lungs? 5. 13. 3 10-second mouthwash rinses will temporarily reduce a patient's microbial count by up to what percent? 97. 14. Which concept must be used when dispensing supplies for each treatment setup? Unit dose. 15. Using opened, properly decanted irrigation solutions is acceptable for up to how long for non-surgical use? 1 week. 16. Using opened, properly decanted irrigation solutions is acceptable for up to how long for surgical procedures? 1 day. 17. Which technique may be used to recap a needle if necessary? Scoop. 18. Which technique should be used to clean and disinfect all unprotected high-touch areas? Spray wipe spray. 19. 2% glutaraldehyde should not be used as a surface disinfectant due to which type of vapors? Caustic. 20. At least how much water should be used to flush the high-volume evacuator system when securing the DTR at the end of the day? 1 quart. 21. How often, at a minimum, must the high-volume evacuator system be cleaned with an HVE system cleaner? Weekly. 22. How many seconds, at a minimum, must each unit water line and hose be flushed for when securing the DDT at the end of the day? 30. 23. What is the maximum number of days that mops may be used without laundering them? 1. 24. How many minutes, at a minimum, must contaminated laundry be washed for with a water temperature of at least 160 degrees Fahrenheit? 25. 25. Which instruction is the final authority on infectious waste management? BUMED Instruction 6280.1 Alpha. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com. Bumed Instruction 6600.10, Dental Infection Control Program, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Enclosure 1. Chapter 3. 1. What is one of the most important procedures in preventing the transfer of microorganisms from one person to another? Hand washing. 2. How many types of flora are harbored by the skin? 2. 3. Which type of organisms can survive and multiply on the skin, can be cultured repeatedly from the skin, are usually of low virulence, and are not easily removed? Resident. 4. Which type of bacteria don't survive and multiply on the skin and are not firmly attached? Transient. 5. What are water-soluble complexes of iodine with organic compounds which are effective against all gram-positive and gram-negative bacteria and viruses? Iodophores. 6. What is an effective antiseptic for reducing transient and resident microbial hand flora, has a sustained antimicrobial effect, and does not appear to adversely affect the skin? Chlorhexidine gluconate. 7. How many seconds does it take for 70% isopropyl alcohol to virtually disinfect the skin? 20. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com. Bumed Instruction 6600.10, Dental Infection Control Program, Copyright NavyBMR.com. Enclosure 1. Chapter 4. 1. What is the most effective means of sterilization for almost all items used in dentistry? Steam under pressure. 2. How often at a minimum must biological monitoring be conducted for the sterilization process? Weekly. 3. How often must the Bowie Dick test be performed when using pre-vacuum sterilizers? Weekly. 4. What is the minimum temperature to achieve sterilization with dry heat? 320 degrees Fahrenheit. 5. How many minutes is the typical dry heat cycle? 90. 6. How many minutes at 270 degrees Fahrenheit does chemical vapor sterilization require? 20. 7. How many hours does it take at 120 degrees Fahrenheit using a heated unit does it take to achieve sterilization using ethylene oxide gas? 2 to 3. 8. How often at a minimum must the temperature be monitored and recorded in the sterilization well of bead sterilizers? Weekly. 9. What can be used to reduce the cosmetic damage to the finish of handpieces and angles? Autoclave bags. 10. What is the preferable sterilization method for burrs and diamonds? Dry heat. 11. How often, at a minimum, must biological monitoring be performed? Weekly. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com. Bumed Instruction 6600.10, Dental Infection Control Program, Copyright NavyBMR.com. Enclosure 1. Chapter 5. 1. How many different ways does the EPA classify disinfectants? 3. 2. Which disinfectant category do glutaraldehyde-based solutions fall under? High level. 3. Which disinfectant category do iodophores fall under if the product label claims tuberculocidal activity? Intermediate level. 4. Which disinfectant category do phenolics fall under if the product level claims tuberculocidal activity? Intermediate level. 5. Which level of disinfection should be received by all semi-critical items? High level. 6. How often at a minimum must dental delivery systems be disinfected? Daily. 7. How often, at a minimum, must HVE and SE tubing and cuspidor be flushed with a central evacuation system cleaner? Weekly. 8. What is the minimum level of disinfection required for all non-critical category items? Intermediate level. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com. Bumed Instruction 6600.10, Dental Infection Control Program, Copyright NavyBMR.com. Enclosure 1. Chapter 6. 1. how many different areas is prosthodontics and orthodontics infection control divided into? 2. Which concept is used to prevent contamination of bulk supplies? Unit dose. 3. How many minutes must reusable impression trays be soaked in an EPA-registered disinfectant before autoclaving? 10. 4. How often at a minimum must the 2% glutaraldehyde solution used to scrub prosthetic devices be replaced? Weekly. 5. How often at a minimum must the brushes used to scrub prosthetic devices be autoclaved? Weekly. 6. How many minutes at a minimum should the container containing the prosthesis be placed in an ultrasonic cleaner? 10. 7. How many minutes at a minimum should contaminated items be scrubbed and disinfected before sand or shell blasting? 10. 8. How many minutes at a minimum should interim and new prosthesis be disinfected for using an iodophore, glutaraldehyde, or sodium hypochlorite? 10. 9. How often at a minimum should pumice, rag wheels, and brushes used on new prosthesis be changed? Daily. 10. How often at a minimum must sinks be disinfected? Weekly. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com. BUMED Instruction 6600.10 Dental Infection Control Program. Copyright NavyBMR.com. Enclosure 1. Chapter 7. 1. How often at a minimum must all counter surfaces in the darkroom be disinfected? Daily. 2. How often at a minimum must the X-ray chair be disinfected? Daily. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.